if I ever get the opportunity to propose to you, I'll probably start with a thank you. One day at Christmas, telling our kids how the girl that I dreamt of ended up being the one that I live with. Waiting for the day I could pretend play like I'm their age. Go down to talk to them on all fours. Look them in the eyes with you by my side, and with a short talk I'll tell them mummy and daddy couldn't pick our parents. But I'm so grateful we could choose yours. Isolation has made me miss when I could roll over and say wow under my breath. And when you ask what I just said, I pretend to forget. How dare you ask me if I want to see your selfie, baby girl, send that. And the 33 other attempts you didn't select just for you to get that, I promise. I won't let isolation break us up. All these arguments will be the end of the problem, not the end of us. And since we've learnt these lessons, I want to share it with our brethren. Listen, act before your girl demands it. The more it's unexpected, the less your expenses. If you send her a portion of wings before she mentions a thing, the surprise, coupled with her knowing you had her in mind, will deduct from how much she expects you to spend. That doesn't mean go cheap on your missus. Just understand that surprise adds to the price that you're spending. Because to know that you're thought of outside of when she mentions is a gift she can cash in when there's tension. This isolation split allows us to focus on the minor things. We can't hide behind the physicals in difficult times. It's either we fix it or we give up an eye. Ain't one for quitting or letting things slide. At least at the end of this, you'll know what's keeping me here isn't sex. I can't lie though, I kind of miss it still. But right now, what we know has to outweigh how we feel. I got you for real. So tonight I'm gonna send you my Spotify password. I'll play songs that'll make you wanna dance first. We can have a date right through FaceTime. Do your makeup, baby. Catwalk in a straight line. And maybe we could treat tonight like it's date night. After, we can watch Netflix pressing play pause, play pause, play pause, trying to make sure that we're in sync. I'm not certain of much, but I'm certain of this. If we fail, I don't lose. And if we work, then I win. Because if I lose you, I learn love. And if I don't, I get to live it. This is different. And every day or two, I think, how long will they keep me away from? I will Dominic Cummings my way to you. Neil Ferguson make a way for you. Sometimes I feel like these are the things I need to do. But I love you enough. I love you enough to not see you. Listen, I like you because you're my muse. If I can't think of anything good to write about, I write about you. Because you can't go wrong when describing perfection. I like you because spending time with you in the bedroom reminds me that we're brethren. At the same time, how good we are at... I used to think it was how good your foundation was laid that made your skin look amazing. Until the day you slipped over and I woke up in amazement to find out that's just how your face is. Crazy. Your birthmark is a statement. I spend a day after spending a day with you in a maze. Cause I spend the whole day reminiscing and hoping we could replay it. Favorite color yellow. But you look amazing in what you came in. Enough about your love faces. I like how you find every excuse to lean on or link arms with me. And after arguing, you'd pucker your lips, look around quickly, put them back to normal and pucker them again. Hoping I'd realize and just kiss you. So you don't lose your pride from playing pretend. I keep a note on my phone of some of the things my girl says. The things that I could send to her address, not demands or requests. But when she's speaking about her interests, I search up the little things that can help her to the next step. We should make our anniversary the day that we met. Of course I enjoyed every day we stayed claiming we were friends. But now it feels like every day of not loving you since I've known you is just playing pretend. Perota and Amy, or that couple on a subtitle show on Netflix, Tokyo and... You get the drift. Your beauty plan, the perfect heist of my heart. So I pray these words paint pictures of the thin line between friends and what we have. Your body is marred. There's a W after the M because I feel like I've won every time I get to stare at that. You think selfies make you look bad, so it's video screenshots from Snapchat. And after this next line, you're going to call me mad, but I almost made things official through WhatsApp. I'm not sure when lockdown will end, but just know that I got you. So when this thing's through, our time away will just be a love story we tell our friends and eventually our kids too. But for now, I love you enough. I love you enough to not see you. I miss you. True. Fucking hell, I miss you.